Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. We're going to continue our series on self-deliverance. Have a lot of pastors in here. We got people that's learning deliverance, never been up under it, been Christians for many of their lives, but never had this type of doctrine introduced into their life, and it's a change maker. It is a change maker, and we want to thank the Lord for that. Let's bring in Sister Marine to start us off in prayer so we can get into praise and worship and get down to the Word of God.
Thank you for your word tonight, Lord. I pray that the Holy Spirit empower your speaker with your word with clarity and boldness, revelation, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. May our minds be alert and clear and our hearts become receptive. I pray that the Holy Spirit move in such power that every stronghold will be brought into captivity to the glory of your Son, Jesus. I pray that your word brings salvation, healing, and deliverance to the hearers tonight. In the name of your divine Son, Jesus of Nazareth, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Marine, for a powerful prayer. Praise and worship, one song, and we're going to get into the Word of God.
So this is Jermaine Edwards. Yeah. Listen, in all you're getting, get wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Aim for the sky, reach the mountain, keep climbing. Stop saying you can't, oh, you know you never tried it. Don't waste your energy unless you see the benefits. Negative thoughts, pessimist calls. I'm an optimist rising, though sometimes I fall. I'ma keep moving even if I have to crawl. Running with a purpose, and I know I have to run far.
Remember principles work everywhere, anytime. Failures get life when success is denied. Why no? Every question deserve a reply. And my life is submitted to the highest of I have my eyes on the prize. I won't accept it and lie. Fight for my faith till I die. There is a reason why.
The prize, don't look left nor right. Trouble gets harder, it seems tough, but God is my provider. God's word brings light, strength through Jesus Christ. The battle's not yours, don't fight.
Causeless effect. Success is never accidental. Your life today is because of the price you pay.
Dream big, start small, act now, self it, I won't bow. Coffee color, you're a winner, you're a star. Know who God says you are.
When all the odds stacked up, neither of you are going on the turn.
Welcome to my gymnasium. Check it out. Watch this. Bring ding 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 exercise my tongue, so you what? I read them ready for ministry, so guess what? Run an extra. Yeah, yeah. Bless up.
Right. He says he's ready for ministry, for the word of ministry. Yeah, yeah. Bless you. God bless Kingston, Jamaica. We're streaming live in the country of Jamaica. Well, thank you for listening to us. We're about to get ready and go live on our Facebook. Okay, and we want to welcome you to our live Facebook. We're getting ready to stream this thing up and get everything cooking at the same time. Okay, we are streaming live, and I want to make sure, okay, I see that. And now for the audacity, and let's begin to get into the Word of God. We want to thank every last one of you. God bless all of you, and especially in the Facebook audience. Come on, man, pick it up. Pick it up in Facebook. Get into the Word. We're here. We're on live. And learn from this ministry. We're going to be talking about how Jesus dealt with demons. We're also going to be looking at the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of Satan. And we're going to break them down and give you the description of the kingdoms, the references of both kingdoms and scriptures, because there are two kingdoms. Now, I got into the ministry of deliverance and go back to 1985. After I got out of the military, I got hired at Eastern Airlines, and I was an aircraft mechanic. And first got hired as a flight attendant, but that wasn't me. I wanted to go in maintenance because I was in military, and I didn't want to be around that type of serving people food. It wasn't the excitement to me because I had a trade, and I learned it from the military. So I met a man named Wayne Thompson, and how I met Wayne Thompson was through a Jewish Christian named Rabbi from Toledo, Ohio. He was in ticket and sales. Led me to the Lord, and I got saved at Clark Atlanta University, and then all of a sudden, boom, I get a job. I couldn't afford to stay in college after I got out of the military, and here I am, with this ex-Marine named Wayne Thompson. And because he was an ex-Marine, that got my attention because I came out of a military family and began to learn the ministry of deliverance with him. And I was introduced to Win Worley by his ministry. And from there, I got a glimpse with it. 86, Derek Prince laid hands on me, not anything special, but it was because I did not know that I would be called into this ministry. Never would believe I'd be called into this ministry. And it is a very beautiful ministry. And it helps people where you can help yourself get delivered from anything. In Jeremiah chapter 6:14, in Jeremiah 8:11, the hurt of God's people slightly heal, wounds covered, but not cleansed. We must use probes and forceps of evil spirits must be detected and driven out. It has to be detected. Now, you may have something dealing within you. It could be generational. It could be a curse. It could be evil spirit. You have to really get close to the Lord, not with a person to give you the answers, but your spirit. Feed your spirit where you can communicate to the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 9:26, the Bible says to minister to human needs without discernment of evil spirits is to fight as one that beats the air. Because if you cannot discern, imagine so many pastors teach people on services, and they don't know, teach them anything about something can living in them, the demon in the man. Not the man, but the demon in the man. They always teach it to the man, the human, but not attacking what's in the human being. Deliverance ministry attacks the things that's in you. This is why some people don't like the deliverance ministry. Some people will have a whole lot of demons, can't stay at step in this, because the demons will either force them to leave or kill them. It's that simple. So you have to have discernment. Even Derek Prince, for 20 years, he believed and preached the full gospel. He preached the new birth. Dear Prince preached the baptism in the Holy Spirit. He preached divine healing, the second coming of Christ. But he encountered many things that he could not understand and therefore could not help anyone. Until God revealed something to Derek Prince when I was 1 year old, because I was born in 1961. God's personal challenge, Derek Prince, in 61 and 62, he told him, are you satisfied or do you want to go further? Well, that's where the deliverance ministry come after. I don't know why God called me into the deliverance ministry. I like to fight. I love fighting. I don't like to quit. Maybe, you know, the personality that I have or whatever, but I'm humbled. I try to be the best deliverance minister that I can. I'm not perfect. I got lots of faults. I'm about the worst of all of you in everything. That's how I look at myself. I don't like no honor and writing no signing no Bibles, and don't put me in that situation because I don't like it. And Derek Prince had to get a graduating course of spiritual education just as well as God gave me spiritual education through the hospital. Now, when Chaplain John Durden hired me, I ain't know anything about the Bible. I mean, Pastor Wang turned me over to him. He said, well, if you're under him, I bless you. He blessed me. He said, go for it. He gave me $1,000 a month for a year and a half. The Fellowship of Faith, they gave me $1,000 a month. For a year and a half, he supported me. He said, I'm going to finance this. It's not that I don't want to ordain you, but you're under Chaplain Durden, and that makes sense. You know, when you're under someone, I wasn't doing chaplaincy at Fellowship of Faith, but I started off as a messenger. And guess what country? Jamaica. So I had been really connected with Jamaica since 1985. That's how much I love this country. And then my early 40s, the Lord began to move on my heart to move here. And what a beautiful country that it is, and what experience that I have in this ministry. So Derek Prince had to get his course, and I had to get mine at the hospital. So I did not understand until I began to see different spirits and Lord open up the things to me in the spirit realm. Second Kings 6:17, ask him to open up the spirit realm to you. Get these gifts so you can have doctoral understanding of demons. Derek Prince witnessed a Baptist lady being delivered of 8 demons. Her 6-year-old daughter likewise was delivered. He never encountered anything like that. And my first time seeing demons growling and stuff, it didn't scare me because the Lord had trained me. I had fasted Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for 3 years. And as I began to do that, that fasting really gave me a lot of revelation. And this is, deliverance ministry is a new phase of ministry that needs to be included with the regular part of church ministry that most people are familiar with. The limitation of counseling, it's not effective when you're dealing with demons. The rationalization that in many cases people can be instructed by counseling is not be applicable to certain people's problems. You have to have deliverance, and there must be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon you so that you can get deliverance from demons. The individual army of incest of demons is to be driven out. God doesn't want them. God's people needs to be delivered from Satan and his kingdom, and a lot of Christians do not understand neither kingdom, and you are in two kingdoms. So before we continue, I gained a new understanding of my own personal needs of watchfulness and understanding holiness with God through this ministry by seeing so many manifestations through people. And I gained a new understanding of what the cross, when I went to Israel, when I went to Golgotha, the place of a skull, the mind, is he died to kill them human fleshly mind. That's what bring demons, and Christ accomplished that. I've been able to help thousands of people here by the leading of the Holy Spirit with this ministry. We've helped over 111,000 people that have listened to us on our blog talk, and we have been off air on YouTube. We're trying to get back on air. YouTube don't want me on air. They took me off, and I have the legal rights to be back on by Derek Prince Ministries. They have not gotten a hold of us yet, but God's going to get me back on. I believe that. This is a real ministry. Satan don't want you to know anything about either kingdom. So let's look at this. Let's look at this. Let's read this. Let's go to Matthew 1st, chapter 12. Go to Matthew chapter 12. And we're going to go to verse 26. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? But if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do you cast out them? Therefore, they should be your judge. Okay, I got disconnected, but I'm back on air. All the lights went out. Those are demons. Want to make sure that I can be heard because I'm going to start this sermon back over. Brother John, can you hear me?
Clearly, clearly.
Thank you for your patience, and I'm glad everybody stayed in the room. That's good improvement because most people would have been gone, and the devil would have said, oh, he gone. Y'all just hang up. Thank you so much. Okay, now I've got to get myself back in position. It was unable to start a live broadcast, so I'm going to have to come back into Facebook and go back live again. So this is a disruption, but that's okay. I'm going to get back in this room, and I'm going to preach this gospel. And I'm not going to let the enemy stop me from preaching. I'm used to it. They're spirits, and they don't want me to teach this Bible. They don't like to be exposed, and I'm going to expose them tonight. So please be patient and give me a chance to get back up on my Facebook live streaming. Just all of a sudden, light go out. I'm trying to get on live, my live video again. Okay. And I'm going to try to go back live. Boy, it's a lot of particles things have to take place to get back on. And just be patient with me, everyone. Okay. And it says that I am on live. Okay. So we're going to pick back up where we left off at. And I ask that your forgiveness. That's the enemy. There are two kingdoms. I'm going to pick right back up where I left off at. And I'm going to continue to bring this teaching, and I'm not going to let the enemy hinder this. Okay, go back to Matthew chapter 12, verse 26, and then 12:26 says, "And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How should his kingdom stand? He has a kingdom." And a lot of people don't realize that. And most Christians don't even recognize that he has a kingdom. And I'm finding this very, not strange, but I see why people as Christians being defeated. Because they don't know the devil, and the devil is defeating them through their ignorance. So Matthew 12:26 says, "And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand?" He has a kingdom. Okay, here's the kingdom of God. Matthew 12:28. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God is come unto you. So when a person casts out demons, the Spirit of God comes unto them. Now, let's look at something that's very, very interesting. We're going to look at, and I want you to write them down because this is a long list, a very long list, the nature of two kingdoms. The description is the rulership is ruled by God, which is a theocracy, theocracy. Thank you, Lord. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 6, Psalms chapter 95, verse 3, Daniel chapter 4, verse 17, Daniel chapter 4, verse 32, 1 Timothy 1:17. Kingdom of Satan, his description, ruled by Satan, God of this world, reference, John 12:31. John 14:30, Satan, the god of this age, 2 Corinthians 4:4, Ephesians 2:2, 1 John 5:19, God rules through his son, Jesus, Psalms 110:1, Isaiah 9:6-7, Daniel 7:13-14, Matthew 28:18. The Lord has said to me, there are pastors out here, you take 4, 5, 6 days to write a sermon. You don't have to do that. The Lord gave me my sermon in 20 minutes. 20 minutes. Gave me all the scriptures in 20 minutes. Less than that. The Holy Spirit is more easier than you teaching. Learn how to teach by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Give people scriptures. I'm not trying to impress nobody. I'm quoting these scriptures so you can go and study them, so you can know what kingdom is what, so you can know what benefits you have and how the devil is tricking you so you can win this war. God rules through his son, Matthew 28:18, Luke 1:32-33, Ephesians 1:20-22, Hebrews 1:3-8, Revelation 1:5, Revelation 19:13-16. Satan, assisted by principalities, powers, and rulers of this dark world and his demons. Ephesians 1:21, Ephesians 6:12, Colossians 1:16, Colossians 2:15, Daniel 10:13. Let's look at the character, the righteousness, the peace, and the joy is in the Holy Spirit that God's offered us in his kingdom. That's in Matthew 6:33. That's in John 18:36. That's in Romans 14:17. Now, if the description for the kingdom of Satan, if you're centered in the things of the world, you are not a Christian because you like the world. Jesus said, be in the world, but don't be of it. Satan is the god of this world. That difference, you and some Christians hop, they go lukewarm. They end up in the church, they're back in the world. And most people are schizophrenia like that, double mind, Psalms 12:2, and a double heart. And one, your heart's here, and then your heart's over here. You can't do that, Revelation 3:15. You cannot be lukewarm. Divine power comes through the kingdom of God, Luke 11:20-22, 1 Corinthians 2:4, 1 Corinthians 4:20. And 1 Thessalonians 1:5. Disease and sickness and slavery comes through Satan. Matthew 10:1, Luke 9:1. Truth. Truth comes through the Godhead. Truth. All truth. John 8:31-32. John 14:6. John 14:16-17. John 15:26. John 16:13, John 17:17. What does Satan offer? Deception in his kingdom. Scriptures for deception. Genesis 3:4-5. Genesis 3:15. John 8:44. Romans 1:25. 2 Corinthians 4:4, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 10 through 12. God's kingdom offers holiness, which most Christians don't even study or understand because they're into manicomis, which is demonic. 1 Corinthians 1:2, 2 Corinthians 6:17, 2 Corinthians 7:1, Ephesians 4:24, Hebrews 12:10 and 12:14, and 1 Peter 1:15-16. Very rarely do you hear sermons on holiness. Satan's kingdom, what he offers, sin and evil. Romans 1:28-32. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Ephesians 2:1-3.
More attuned to the Holy Spirit.
First John chapter 3:7-10, and 1 John chapter 3:12. Okay, the kingdom of God represents light. John chapter 1:4-9. John chapter 3:19. Acts chapter 26:18. Colossians chapter 1:12-13. 1 Timothy 6:16. 1 John 1:5-7. Satan's kingdom represent and have what he can offer you as darkness. Luke 22:53. Acts 26:18. Ephesians 6:12. Colossians 1:13. 1 John 1:6. 2 Corinthians 11:14. God's kingdom offers salvation. Mark 1:15. Acts 8:12. 1 Corinthians 5:10-11. Satan's kingdom offers destruction. John 10:10. 1 Peter 5:8. God's kingdom offers the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Matthew 3:2. Matthew 3:11-12. Acts 1:3-8. Filled with the spirit of the world. The devil can give that to you, a filthy spirit. Ephesians 2:2 and 2 Corinthians 7:1, he can give you a filthy spirit. Let us therefore cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. His kingdom offers you a filthy spirit. The kingdom of God offers miracles and driving out of demons. Mark 4:23-24. Luke 9:1. Luke 11:20-22. And Luke 13:11-16. Satan offers counterfeit miracles and demon possession. Mark 4:24, Mark 8:28, 2 Thessalonians 2:9, Revelation 13:13-14. The presence of the Lord Jesus, the presence of Jesus of Nazareth, he has to offer that to us personally. Mark 3:1-3, Mark 4:17, Mark 1:14-15. Satan offers you the presence of evil spirits. Matthew 8:28, Matthew 5:2, Revelation 18:2, and Acts 19:16. The kingdom of God's description offers you the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which is a benefit. Romans 12:6-8, and 1 Corinthians 12:1-31. What does the devil can offer you? He can offer you sorcery. He can offer you witchcraft. He can offer you drugs. He can offer you the occult. Homosexuality, transvestites, evil surmising. He can offer you black magic, white magic, conjurings. Acts 16:16, witchcraft. Acts 19:18-19, drugs. 1 Corinthians 10:20, occult. Galatians 5:20, satanic activity. Revelations 2:24. Another benefit that the kingdom of God offers that Satan's kingdom cannot offer you is the fruit of the Spirit, which is in Galatians 5:22-23. The benefits that Satan can give you is the acts of the sinful nature, Galatians 5:19-21. Now, let's look at the repentance and forgiveness, which is a benefit from God's kingdom, Mark 1:15, Acts 2:37-38, 1 John 1:9. What the devil can give you is an ungenerated soul and full of humanity. Romans 3:23, Ephesians 2:2-3, and Colossians 1:13. Christ offers humility, Matthew 18:3, Mark 10:15. Satan offers pride. Psalms 2:1-2. Ezekiel 16:40-50. Daniel 4:30. Obadiah 3. Romans 1:30. Jude 1:16. Christ can offer confessions of faith, which is the benefits of the kingdom of God. Hebrews 4:2. Romans 10:8-13. Satan, what he can give you and offer you in his kingdom is rebellion and unbelief. Romans 1:18-32. Hebrews 3:19. Hebrews 12:25. Christ can offer you the new birth. John 3:3-5. Satan can offer you spiritual death. Romans 5:12. Romans 5:17. Romans 6:23. Ephesians 2:1. Colossians 2:13. God can give you union with the Holy Spirit and the Godhead. Colossians 2:9. Romans 6:3-8. Satan offers separation from God. Ephesians 2:12. You, as a characteristic in the membership of God's kingdom, you become his children. John 1:12-13, Romans 8:15, Galatians 4:5, Ephesians 1:5, or you can be the child of Satan, John 8:44, 1 John 3:8-10. Benefits for the kingdom of God is faith and obedience, Matthew 6:25-32, John 14:21, Romans 1:5, Romans 16:26, Hebrews 11:6. What Satan can offer you is unbelief and rebellion, Matthew 17:17, Luke 12:46, 2 Thessalonians 3:2, Titus 1:15, Revelation 21:8. The Lord can Jesus and his kingdom can offer you eternal life, John 3:16, John 3:36, John 5:24, John 6:40, 1 John 2:25, 1 John 5:11, Revelation 2:17. Satan can offer you eternal death, James 3:18, Romans 5:12, Romans 6:23, James 1:15, 1 John 5:12, Revelation 20:14-15, Revelation 21:8. Benefits for walking in the light of Christ, Romans 13:13, Ephesians 5:8, Philippians 2:15, 1 Thessalonians 5:5-8. Satan can offer you the walk of darkness, John 3:19, Romans 13:12-13, Ephesians 5:11-12, 1 John 1:6, 1 John 2:9, 1 John 2:11. Devoted to truth, he can offer you the Godhead, 2 Thessalonians 2:13, 1 Timothy 3:15, James 3:5. Speak lies in the opposite of the truth, the devil can offer you, John 8:44, Romans 1:18, Romans 1:25, 2 Timothy 2:18, 2 Timothy 3:8, and 2 Timothy 4:4. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. Strangers in the world, we are as Christians. God wants us to be strangers. We're talking about the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of Satan. That's in Hebrews 11:13 and 1 Peter 2:11. The description is to love the things of the world. That's what the devil wants you to do and pull you away from the kingdom. Scriptures for that is 1 Corinthians 6:9, 2 Timothy 3:4, 2 Peter 2:3, Jude 1:11, Revelation 3:17-19. We can live by the Holy Spirit, which is a gift that God gives his kingdom, Romans 8:9-11, 1 Corinthians 2:10-13, Galatians 5:16-26. Satan would like for you to live by sinful nature, Romans 8:5-6, Galatians 5:16-23. God also allows humbleness, children, and righteousness is what he offers us through obedience, Matthew 5:6, Matthew 5:20, Matthew 6:33, Matthew 18:1-4, Luke 18:16-17, 1 Thessalonians 2:12, Ephesians 4:24. Satan can offer you wickedness and immorality, Galatians 5:19-21, Ephesians 2:2-3, Ephesians 5:5-6, James 1:14-15, 1 John 2:15-17, and 1 John 3:8. Meekness and submission is the benefit for Christians. Psalms 16:19, Matthew 5:5, Ephesians 5:21-22, James 3:17, 1 Peter 2:13, and 1 Peter 3:9. Arrogance and self Determination is what the devil can give you. James 4:6, 2 Timothy 3:2. Freedom in Christ Jesus is a benefit. Romans chapter 6:6. Yes, Lord. Romans 18:22 and 1 Peter 2:16. Bondage to Satan. Yes, Lord. Romans chapter 7, 13 through 24. God likes honesty in his kingdom. Exodus chapter 20, 15 through 16. Ephesians chapter 4, 25 through 28. Satan offers deceit. Proverbs 12, 5. Romans 1, 29. Ephesians 4, 22. Revelation 21, 8. The Lord Jesus offers us love. Matthew 5, 43 through 48. Matthew 7, 12. 1 Corinthians 13. Ephesians 5, 2. Satan offers hate and hostility. Luke 21, 17. John 15, 18 through 19. Romans 1:30, Titus 3:3, James 4:4. The Lord Jesus in his kingdom offers forgiveness. Matthew 5:14 through 15, Ephesians 4:32. Satan offers bitterness. Romans 3:14, Ephesians 4:31. Godly influences. God wants us to have a godly influence in his kingdom. 2 Peter 3:11, 1 Peter 2:12, Titus 2:12, Matthew 5:13 through 16. Satan wants to give you a corrupt influence of your mind. 1 Corinthians 15:33 and Genesis 19:1 through 38. Sexual purity, material fulfillment in your marriage, Ephesians 5:3, 1 Thessalonians 4:3 through 8, lust and immorality, Romans 1:24 through 27, Galatians 5:19, Ephesians 5:5 through 6. The Lord offers generosity and love toward us. 2 Corinthians 8:2 and 5. Satan offers us greed and covetousness. Colossians 3:5, 2 Peter 2:14. The Lord offers holiness through the Holy Ghost. Matthew 5:8, 1 Peter 1:5 through 16, Revelation 22:11. Satan offers ungodliness. 2 Timothy 3:2, 2 Peter 2:5 and 6, Jude 1:15, Revelation 22:11. Upright speech God would prefer in his kingdom. Exodus 20:16. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, 2, 6 through 7, Ephesians chapter 4, 29, James 1:26. Satan corrupts speech, lie, deception, Romans 3:13 through 14, Proverbs 10:18, Proverbs 15:28. The Lord Jesus has offered us the inheritance of his kingdom, Matthew 25, verse 34 through 40, James chapter 3, verse 3 through 5, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 11, and Revelation 21:17. Satan's kingdom do not offer any inheritance in his kingdom at all. Ephesians 5:5, straight to hell. Duties, worship only God. God wants us to worship him and his son in his kingdom. No other kingdom, no other God, no other human being. Exodus chapter 20, verse 2-6. Yes, Lord. Matthew 4:10, John 4:23 and 24, and 1 Thessalonians 1:9. Satan offers idolatry, lying, selfishness, Antichrist, Anti-Messiah, 2 Thessalonians 2:4, Revelation chapter 13, 4, 8, 12, and 15. The Lord wants us to hate sin and hate Satan. Psalms 139, 21, Romans 12, 9, Hebrews 1, 9, 1 John 2, 15. Satan wants us to hate believers. John 15, 19, John 16, 3, John 17, 14, Revelation chapter 12, 13 through 17. The Lord Jesus wants us to seek God's kingdom and his righteousness. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 through 33. Acts chapter 1 through 6 through 8. Acts 19, 8. Colossians chapter 4, verse 11. Satan offers promoted evil and corrupted against God's kingdom and his people. Satan loves the world. God does not want us to like love the world. He wants us to hate the world. We must wait for Christ's return and be patient. Do not. Satan doesn't want you to wait for Christ's return. He's the opposite of Jesus, and he hates mankind. Let's look at a family level, the power and dominion that God's given the church in Matthew 15, 12 through 13 through the ministry of deliverance, and we need to learn that. Also, Christ's warfare with Satan. And we're going to close with that and move on to the next phase of this teaching and deliverance. Christ came to destroy Satan's kingdom, and we all need to know that. His kingdom is destroyed. Luke 4:18-21, John 12:31, Acts 26:15-18, and 1 John 3:8. Satan's kingdom is ripped apart. It is no longer, Ruthie can't talk long distance. It is no longer a part or even established anymore, because when Jesus went to the earth, Brother John, everybody's still online. When Jesus went in the heart of the earth in Matthew 12:40, he took the keys from Satan. So we have the keys now, and he don't want you to know that. Christ have redemption over the Satan. Christ drove out demons. All power belongs to Christ. Deliverance from sin and disease through the cross. The full victory belongs to Christ. And Jesus wants us to have this full victory. Okay, so what we're going to do now is that we're going to move on to the next phase of this teaching. That's important points to observe in Mark chapter 1, verse 27 through 28. Let's turn there to the book of Mark chapter 1, verse 27 and 28. The way that Jesus dealt with demons was the most original, striking features of his whole ministry. He also performed miracles of healing, provision, control over the forces of nature, raising the dead. But all these had occurred in the ministry of the Old Testament believers such as Moses, Joshua, Elijah, and Elijah. Demons are referred to in the Old Testament in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 17, and Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 17, and Psalm chapter 106, verse 36 through 37. The people of Jesus' day recognized the reality of demons and practiced some form of exorcism. If you look at it and study it in Matthew 12:27, it's getting popular now. The world has caught on to this ministry and making more money than it than Christians. Exorcisms. These movies are very popular. People like to see stuff like that, but that stuff is real. You can get attacked with it. I'd advise you not to look at horror movies. Horror movies is just an entertainment with demons. Stay away from horror movies. Also, look at Acts 19:13-14 shows you the qualification. If you do not know Jesus Christ, the authority with Jesus cast out demons was completely new, and no one never saw it before. And then they start trying to copy after Jesus. And then here come the son of Sceva in Acts 19. You have copycats, but with no authority. In this ministry, you got to be real. In Matthew 12:28, Jesus himself describes this as an open clash of two spiritual kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. And I just read out to you, I don't know how many scriptures the Holy Spirit gave me to give you reference of both kingdoms. Remember, Matthew 12:28, Jesus himself described this as an open clash of two spiritual kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. In Mark chapter 1, verse 24 through 25, at times Jesus spoke directly to demons, and they had obeyed him. If you're doing a deliverance, speak directly to the demons. Don't try to get them along talking and all that stuff. Just get them out. Donald liked to do that. Me and Sister Durden, when we first, God gave us the anointing, we were so happy with the anointing, we just got used to seeing them. We don't want to hear them talking all that no more. We just want them out. And I guess when you get into this ministry for a long time, the manifestations don't mean nothing to you. It's the faith that the person has, whether it's a manifestation or not, that you see them get free. In Mark 3:11-12 and Mark 5:6-13, but there is no New Testament pattern of holding legitimacy conversations with demons nowhere in the Bible. In Mark 1:26, there was a powerful physical manifestation when Jesus cast out demons, but he told them to hold their peace. Jesus did not do a whole lot of talking to them. Okay, they fell down before him crying out in Mark 3:11. Now, that's ain't nothing but a game. And they tried to play this game. This is an old game the demons been playing for many years. The Lord told me they tried to play that game with me. And when they cry out to me, I tell them to shut up, because Jesus said, hold thy peace. When they're crying out, they're trying to get your attention to make you hear how they sound and have your mind to start focusing on the sound instead of hearing the Holy Spirit. That's how they get people. In Mark chapter 9, verse 20, and Mark 9:26-27, the boy who wallowed, foaming at the mouth, these demons cried out and tore him. After deliverance, he looked like a dead person. Now, I had witnessed this with Brother John at South Fulton Hospital when we used to be chaplain assistant person. There was a lady in his office. We was doing deliverance, and she fainted. She went out on me. No pulse. And the Lord told me, she's not dead. Be patient. And she came back, and the Lord delivered her. So God has his ways of delivering people. We just need to get the tools to understand this ministry. Demons will fall down before him and cry out. They'll do you like that. That's a game. Amen. Similar manifestations of the ministry to Philip in Samaria was the same. In Mark chapter 1, verse 25 and 26, Jesus never commanded demons to go to hell or to the pit. That's why I left Bob Larson. I used to be the representative of Bob Larson in the state of Georgia. I left Bob Larson ministry because they cast out demons, they go to the pit. There's nowhere in the Bible that Jesus tells demons to go to the pit. The most reliable reference in the Garden of Gethsemane in Mark chapter 5, when Jesus cast the demons out, he told them, go into the pigs. But he never said, go to the pit. Amen. Luke 8, 31 and 33. Jesus left demons free to enter any other bodies that were available to them but one, the deaf, dumb spirit. He said, never come back into them no more. There are three ways that you can get delivered from evil spirits. One, the word of God. Please turn to Matthew chapter 8, verse 16. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16. And it says, let's see, Matthew 9. Matthew 9. Let's go on to Matthew 7. Where's 8? Hiding. 7. Oh, there it is. And in Matthew 8, 16, it says, when the eve was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, more than one. And he came out the spirit, he. It wasn't a she. There's no female spirits, no female demons. I'm sorry. There ain't any of them. And I know that's not the proper word, ain't, but I got to get it in your head. There's no such thing. Me and Sister Durden went on a deliverance house when we was both working together in the ministry. We had a lot of calls in our early ministry. We stopped doing that. Instead, God called us to do radio, and people were calling us to go and do the house, and, you know, they had all kind of stuff going on. And this lady, she had female angels, and I kept seeing the demons. And so Durden said, did you see what I saw? I said, yeah, I just jumped into that other statue and just following her. And we say, ma'am, you need to get rid of this. So I showed in the Bible, he, the unclean spirit, he. Every time you see demons, you're going to see he. You'll never see she. He came out of him. And when he was come to the other side of the country of the Ganeshi, there met two possessed with devils, more than one, coming out of the tomb exceeding fierce that no man might pass by the way. And behold, they cried out. There they go again, or they game. And what did Jesus do? Shut up. Come out. So what they'll do is to try to get you off course, scream, roll the eyes back, growl. Oh, man, forget all that. You have the authority over them. And get them out. Cast them out. So you can cast out demons with the word of God. So if you read the word of God, you get delivered from demons. Watch. Mark, Matthew 8, 16, when the eve was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirit, look at this, with his word, and heal all that was sick. Another way you can get demons cast out is through your faith. Go to Mark 7, 29.
You call that the scripture, did you get to look at it? That's cool. When you find the scripture, did you tell you where it is? He tell you where it is, and you go look at it.
Okay. In Mark 7:29, notice this. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way. Now, what did she say? Let's go up to Mark 7:25. Or go on up to a Greek woman's faith. That means she was, the Lord just told me that she was not a Jew. She was a Gentile. He just told me that she was a Greek woman. And the Lord is in Israel. Walking around. The Lord is around Israel. He's walking around Israel. And for there, he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit. So any of you mothers out there, you may have, your child may have inherited the spirit through you, can pass down or can transfer it. Doesn't matter. You can still stop it. You can help your child by having faith and being in proxy to believe that demon to come out your child. Just as this woman did, Jesus accepted it. The Bible says Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Lord doesn't change. And this same way that this woman cried out for her daughter, for you women, you can cry out for your child, for your daughter, for your son. Amen? For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him. Now, she didn't even know. She heard. And came and fell at his feet. She used her faith. The woman was a Greek. She was not a Jew. Salvation is for the Jew. Yeshua just told me to tell you that salvation is for the Jew and then the Gentile. Yeshua. He says to tell you his name is Yeshua. The woman was a Greek Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. You women can do the same thing. You believe in Jesus, you can do it. But Jesus says in her, let the children first be filled, but it is not meat to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, the dogs under the tables eat the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way. The devil is gone out of thy daughter through her faith. Now, another way you can get deliverance is through a deliverance minister, where they say, come out. That's in go. Jesus did it in Matthew 8, one short word. This is the shortest word in the Bible that has the most powerful word that dealing with a demon. You'll never see this in the Bible, but only one time in Matthew 8:32. One word, G-O. And the Holy Spirit made sure the people saw Jesus said, go. What was he talking about? Go to the demon. That's look. Let's go to Matthew 8:28. And when he was come to the other side of the country of the Gerasenes, that met two possessed with devils coming out of the tomb, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by the way. And behold, they cried out, saying, what had we to do with thee, the Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment me before the time? And that was a good way off of them in a herd of many swine. So the devils besought him, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go away in the herd of swines. And he said unto them, go. And when they were came out, they went into the herd and the swines. And behold, we all know the story, the swines died. But the word go, come out, that's a verbal command. And that's when you use a deliverance minister. Okay? All right. There's a time ordained when evil spirits will be bound and punished. There will be a time. The Lord told me to tell everybody that there will be a time when that happens. And that's in Revelation chapter 20, verse 3, and Revelation 20, verse 10. Both Jesus and the demons recognize that this time has not yet come. That's why we still have this warfare. That's in Mark chapter 1, verse 21 through 26, and Mark 1:39. Jesus combined his casting out of demons with his normal ministry of preaching and teaching in the public places of worship. This was nothing like that in the atmosphere before. No one ever saw it. Here, a carpenter comes and do all this, and they never saw it before. Well, today, here it is, 2,900 years ago, most people still today have not saw this ministry in operation, and it's sad. In Luke 13:32, together with healing, and it continues throughout the whole ministry, Jesus laid hands on people and healed and cast out demons. He wants us to do the same thing. Amen? Jesus laid hands on his mother-in-law, Peter. So you Catholics, I don't understand why you say that Peter is the first pope. He was the first married one because he had a mother-in-law. Matthew chapter 8, 14 through 15. Luke chapter 4, 38 through 39. Amen. So the Catholics, that knocked that out. Jesus laid hands on women with an evil, a spirit of infirmity, asked Christ to do the same thing for you. He laid hands on people and they got healed. Normally those who need deliverance to submit themselves to the ministry of Jesus. You have to submit yourself not to the ministry of the deliverance minister, but to the ministry of the deliverance to Jesus. And the deliverance minister and you work together through faith. Now, some people like to tell the deliverance minister what to do, get mad at them, saying them are demons. Don't go against the deliverance minister. Don't attack them. Don't do that because they can see that you're attacking them because they're used to doing it and then makes you look bad, attacking your own brother that's trying to help you. So be more conscious of that. Amen. Most of those who Jesus delivered from demons was religious Jews. That's right, forbidden even to practice witchcraft or idolatry. There were normal people, neither criminals nor insane people, yet Jesus cast out thousands of demons throughout the day. The Lord told me he cast out demons every day for 3.5 years, and I believe it. Jesus encountered those who were delivered from demons and testified of their deliverance, and they was not ashamed. We shouldn't be ashamed of this ministry. We should be able to appreciate it, understand it, and use it for ourselves. Now let's look at the nature and the activities of demons. The terminology double, diablos, D-I-A-B-L-O-S. Thank you, Lord. D-I-A-B-L-O-S. Thank you, Lord. Slanders is the title of Satan himself used only in a singular. Demon group or demonized, a spirit regarded by heathen as divine or self-divine heathen worship, normally creates itself with doctrines of demons. And some countries are packed with them, such as India. India has more demons than any country in the world. I have a sister in the Lord. She's a Christian in India. And when I used to talk to her and look at her, I could see spirits just walking everywhere. And when you have a nation that worship cows and human sacrifice, those are satanic nations. Those are strongholds that need to be pulled down, and that's our job to pull it down. Amen. The Greek, there are three different Greeks expressly normally used to describe the influence of demons: to have an unclean evil spirit, or to have a filthy spirit, or to have a devil or devils. To be demonized in the King James Version is incorrect translation, to be possessed with devils. There's nothing in the Greek to support the word possessed, which is completely misleading. And I learned that from Dr. Derek Prince. The nature of demons. Demons are spirits without bodies, distinguished between angels and demons. There's a big difference. Angels have wings. Daniel 9:21. Demons do not have wings. I've seen demons with broken wings, look very horrible. I can see a half of it broke off. It was some war going on. I've saw them with broken wings. I've seen demons with 17 eyeballs on top of the head, the foot in the back of the leg. I'm talking about some horrible diabolical things that the devil created. I don't understand why. I don't care why. I don't want to be part of that kingdom. Angels normally inhabit the heavenlies. Demons inhabit earthbound. Amen. Angels have bodies of their own and do not normally desire to occupy another person's bodies. Demons have the intense craving to inhabit a mind. They prefer a mind. And when they get the mind, they got the soul. Only in this way that they can keep you away from Christ. Demons will have a hallmark of their normal personality. Demons have a will, Matthew 12:44. Demons have emotion, James 2:19. They use your mind. They use you to get to their emotion, to lock so that you and the demon can be one, and the demon can run you and control you, and you not even know it. This happens to people every day. Demons have knowledge, Matthew 1:23 and 24, Acts 19:5. They're self-aware, Mark 5:9. They have a conscience to respond to evil and their master, 1 Timothy 4:2, ability to speak through people, Mark 1:24, Mark 5:7-12, Acts 19:15. And the ruler of them, his name is Beelzebub, Beelzebub, Lord of Flies. Satan rules over demons on this earth, and he's ruled over the fallen angels in the heavenlies. The activities of demons, their activities to be summed up by various verbs. 1, entice you, James 1:14. 2, deceive you, 1 Timothy 4:1-2, enslave your mind, enslave your emotions, your will, Romans 8:15, torment you. They love to torment you and condemn you. There's now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Whatever you've done, forgive yourself. Some people can't forgive themselves, and they open up the door to spirits of trauma and unforgiveness. and separates you from God because you've been forgiven, but you won't forgive yourself. They like to compel you, Luke 8:29. They like to defile you, Titus 1:15. Demons fight against peace in every aspect of your life. They'll fight against peace. Interpersonal harmony, they don't want you to have that. Peace of mind, they don't want you to have that. Physical well-being, they don't want you to have that. Harmonizing relationship with other people, especially those closer to you, they don't want you to have that. Harmonizing adjustments to extreme circumstances, they don't want you to have that. They like distraction. The mark of demon activity is restlessness, and they want you to be like them. Demons operate in two alternative positions, from the outside of the body and from the inside of the body. If they operate from the outside, we must resist them, James 4:7 and 1 Peter 5:8-9. If they operate from within, we must expel, Mark 8:16, Mark 1:39. Distinguish between demons singular and demons plural. Demons is equivalent to evil spirit or unclean spirit. Possession is a misleading word. Again, these phases are interchangeable. Be very careful so you can understand the right meaning of it. Demons like to entice you through sex, enslave you, torment you, drive you, compel you, defile you, and harass you. Emotional relationships, fear, resentment, hatement, rebellion, quick temper, nothing but demons. They love the tongue. They're like a lying tongue. They're like a gossip tongue. They love to get on your tongue. Don't allow them to get on your tongue. They like to bring addictions to you. They like to bring physical infirmities to you through sins of the fathers by you not knowing it. And what you need to do, there are 7 steps that you got to do to get deliverance. 1, humble yourself. 2, be completely honest that you have demons. 3, confess your sins. 4, repent and renounce all evil. 5, forgive others. 6, call on the name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Okay. For dominions in bondage and witchcraft, if you've been exposed to that, stay away from it. Stay away from it. Now, there are some people that's Christians that's listening to me need to really listen to this before we close. Divination is fortune telling. It's clairvoyancy. Stay away from it. Stay away from observers of time, monthly astrology. Stay away from horoscopes. Stay away from astrology, stargazing, having familiar spirit, a medium. A lot of Christians get caught up with familiar spirit. Stop teaching it when you don't know it and you're not living it. Don't do it. Narcomancer, consulting with the dead. Charmers, one who use a charm. An enhanter, one who use incantations, music, and instruments to manifest demons. Wizardry is a male witch. Wizard is a male witch. Stay away from this stuff. Branches of the occult. Divine operates by revelation and PSP by demons. Witchcraft operate by spells, curses, and demons. Sorcery operate by charms, music, dancing, and drug demons. Don't get involved. Stay away from the Ouija board. Stay away from fortune telling. Stay away from hallucinogenic drugs. Stay away from mediums, clairvoyances, oriental chats, yoga, yaham, yaying, I Ching. Stay away from yoga, transcendental meditation, hypnosis, automatic handwriting analysis. Stay away from that. Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you that we have an understanding of a ministry that's misinterpreted. We just want to give you all honor and give you all glory for this teaching. All praises go to you. I want to thank everyone who's listened to me here at the Facebook. I'm about to turn off the Facebook. You can come into the room at 646-378-1857. I'm going to open up the lines for questions and answers. Let Brother John have his opinion and talk to him and see what he think about it, my good friend. And I want to thank his daughter, Sister Maureen, and his other daughter, Sister Durden, who works with me. And I thank him and for his friendship, and I thank all of you. Please sow a seed here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Please go to www.livedeliverance.com. Sow a seed at the lower left-hand corner to keep us on air. God bless you and shalom. Come join us right now in Blog Talk, air code 646-378-1857. This concludes the broadcast live on Facebook and on livedeliverance.com. Stand by for those who are in Blog Talk. Again, thank you, those who listen to me at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. My name is Aaron Boy. I'm happy to assist you, and I'm your Aaron Boy for today. And we're going to go back to regular broadcasts with Wayne C. Thompson on Fellowship of Faith International Church for the next 17 hours, Pastor Wayne C. Thompson. All right, now I can go back into the room where everybody's at and open up the mic. Chaplain John Durden, what's your opinion?
Boy, I tell you, you really tickle me. How the Lord bless. I just pray that nobody called me and told me you wrote that for him. And I didn't write no 100-some of my scripture. What you heard tonight was he was teaching all about those demons, how they act and how they interact with us, their strategy and everything else, the difference between them and angels and so forth. And you heard him sometimes. He said, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. The Lord was telling him something, giving him some more information. He said, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Then there were times we heard him go, speaking in tongues. He's speaking to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit giving him more information. Everything he said, he backed it up. The whole hour and a half, everything he said, he backed it up with scripture. You know, he said, blah, 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 blah. And he said, you find it in Mark, Matthew, Ephesians, The Holy Spirit was giving him all those scriptures. Ain't nobody in the world somebody can memorize all the scripture. He shouted out, man, over 100 scriptures. And when he make a statement, a sentence, he would give you 3 scriptures or 4 to back up what he just said. And then he'll make another statement, he'll give you another 4 or 5. That's how the Lord wanted to minister to us. It's nothing. Glamorous. It's God. That's how God wants us to talk. That's what how Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John spoke when they wrote the gospel. The Holy Spirit telling them what to write down.
Dr. Leroy says he wants to. He's texting me, Chaplain Durden. I'm a hooper. Now, are you gonna be for hooping or what? Now, you make up your mind. Whose side you on, hooping or this deliverance ministry?
Man, hooping is junk. Don't come to me that hooping. Lord, he's going to send that. That ain't nothing. That's why I grabbed my kids out of that church, and we went to a non-denominational church where the gospel being taught by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, ain't nobody want to hear that mess. That's why come nobody believe in it like you now, because you were brought up under that same crap. Yeah, and you thought that was something. That ain't teaching. That's just hooping. Hooping ain't nothing. Hooping ain't telling nobody about the spirits of God. Do you know there's still people walking around church don't even know who the Holy Spirit is? Do you know that? But they can tell you about hooping, but they don't know who the Holy Spirit is. You ought to wise up, sir. Please wise up and tell the devil to go to hell. You're a man of God, and throw away that trash. You were taught that trash just like me. But I went to the Lord, and the Lord told me that was trash. He said, I didn't teach nobody about hooping. Look at my scripture. He says, go and teach the word, didn't he? He said, go and teach my word. He just said, go and hoop my word. Look at it. Every gospel end with go and teach my word. He didn't say go and hoop my word. Please, sir.
No, he didn't. Yeah, man. Yeah, that preaching, that hooping, sir, that's not helping nobody. That's not helping leadership conferences and stuff. That ain't doing, man, I done seen that. That doesn't help nobody. It's old. It's outdated. Money cometh. Oh, that's gone, man. Ain't no revelation to that. Okay. All right, Sister Marine, I got some music for my sister. She want to hear some music, Brother John?
Yeah, she said yes.
Okay, for my sister in Christ and for other requesters, there are about 40 people want to hear some Jermaine Edwards. And I'm going to play my brother-in-law from Spanish Town, Jamaica. It was about an hour and a half from me. Jermaine Edwards.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have some praise and worship before we leave. Brother John, thank you. And this is for Sister Marine, Sister Connie, Sister McNaughton, Dr. Harpenton, and also requested for some praise and worship. Let's get into some praise and worship and thank the Lord for the day.
Amen. And thank you for the obedience and the teaching tonight.
Holy Spirit, come now and fill this atmosphere with your glory. Lord, we need you. There's so much things that is going on that wants to keep me from serving. Wake up every day saying that this today I'm gonna serve you, Spirit of truth. Satan know my purpose, so we try to come between us. Try to keep my flesh occupied so that my spirit man is glorified. But I'm gonna hide away. Yeah, hide away in you. I'm gonna hide in your presence. Oh,
Deliverance Internet Radio. And I just want to tell you guys, thanks for supporting my music over the years. And I just want to continue to support Fellowship of Deliverance Radio because it's touching life all over the world. Now, if you want to get my music, you can download it on any digital platform, the major platforms on the internet, Amazon, iTunes, you name it. My music is all over the internet. And if you want to contact me, you can contact me at 1-876-571-6878, or you can send an email iworshipp@gmail.com, and that's for booking. And if you want to share testimonies of what my music have done, go ahead and you can call or you can send an email. Thanks for tuning in. Don't change your dial. Continue. Be blessed.
And every part of my body was in place. Many people died and never saw this day. So another day I live, I appreciate. Don't ever wanna act too high and mighty, cause tomorrow I can fall down on my face. Doing everything, Lord, I give you praise. And that puts a smile on my face. Lord, I thank you for sunshine. Thank you for rain. Thank you.
For the Lord says, for those who are hearing me, praise my name and worship me and praise. Bring the sanctuary to the heavens, for I have heard your prayers, and I have seen your struggles, and I have felt your pain. I have died for you. I am Jesus of Nazareth. I will teach you. I have given you the Holy Spirit. I understand you. I know your heart. Stop listening to the enemy. Feed yourself and stay strengthened, saith the Lord.
Army of the Lord walk with victory, because the Almighty goes before. When the enemy tries to kill me and try to close the door, I just hide in his presence and my spirit starts to soar. Flying, I'm rising up with wings like an eagle. Don't have to worry, cause I fight to clear all evil. Greater is in me than he that's in the world, so I trust him in me. But when things get worse, my hope is in you, my strength is in you. I don't know a little more about you. How the world changed and try to take it from you. Money, relationship, peer pressure in the school. Young boys, young girls, trying to...